The U.S. saw an average of nearly 69,000 coronavirus cases per day over the last 7 days, the highest level since the pandemic began in March. And in many parts of the country, we're seeing surges in states like Wisconsin and Utah, where hospitals are becoming overwhelmed.
The situation is so critical that the Utah Hospital Association is warning that doctors may need to ration care over the next 2 weeks, a move the governor would have to approve. But already, at least two local hospitals are reaching their limits, including at the University of Utah, where Dr. Kenzie Graves is the Associate Chief Medical Officer for Inpatient Care. Dr. Graves, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And can you just tell us about the situation in your hospital? I know on Friday that 110 of 111 ICU beds were full.
That's correct. We're a little bit better this morning. We have 100 out of 111 full. But the thing is that hospital capacity, including ICU capacity, changes pretty rapidly. And so based on any of the COVID patients that are admitted to our hospital, if they decompensate and need ICU care, it still is pretty tight for us.
And you're a doctor, so you're dealing with extreme pressure every day. But I know you've also said that this time feels different to you. What's your biggest concern right now?
So that's a great question. I do a couple different kinds of medicine. When I was on the floor on Friday, I asked our ICU nurses how I could help them. And they told me that they're tired, they're exhausted. And I think that's what's really important for people to hear, is that this is not like any other time in medicine. We can deal with a couple of days of stress knowing that we get back to normal soon. What we've been doing every day is very different than what things looked like last year. And so wearing our personal protective equipment, which we're grateful for, but taking that off in every room, seeing just people get admitted, get very, very sick, and then knowing that we may not be able to help them all feels very, very defeating.
So how are you dealing with the fact that your staff is exhausted and depleted? Because we see that the state is preparing a surge hospital at the Mountain America Expo Center. But, you know, just moving a nurse to that facility or a doctor to that facility doesn't really do much if you don't have enough nurses to take their place, say, at the ICU. So how are you handling the staffing issue?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Our biggest issue is actually staffing. And so one thing to consider is that when we look at ICU numbers, let's say, for example, the state is only 77% full. That actually doesn't mean a whole lot if we only have staff to be able to take care of fewer than that. So if there's a field hospital set up, for us to be able to send people there is really, really unlikely. Plus, it makes them far less efficient because they're not working in a place that they're familiar with.
Well, Greg Bell, the president of the Utah Hospital Association, told Governor Gary Herbert that hospitals are going to have to start making plans for rationing care, which means that if two people are in an ICU, some difficult decisions might have to be made where one person receives care and the other doesn't. Do you think that's inevitable at this point? Are you preparing for that?
One thing I'm worried about is that our 7-day average is almost 1,500. Our case percentage is 16.6. The thing that's worrisome about that is even if we curb this right now, we still have an increased number of hospitalizations in the next 2 weeks, and that could push us towards what's called crisis standards of care, what you just described. And so I think people need to respond to this, wear their masks, physically distance, do not gather in large groups, and they need to start doing it. They needed to start doing it last week, but sooner the better, because the longer we have to go where we can't take care of everyone as we're used to, is more and more traumatic for healthcare workers.
The reach of this pandemic has changed a lot over the last couple of months. We're seeing it hit more rural areas, more, you know, smaller cities like Salt Lake. El Paso is really struggling right now. Wisconsin, rural parts of Wisconsin and the upper Midwest, really struggling right now. When you saw the wave crest over hospitals in New York City in the spring when this first started, did you and other doctors think that it was on its way to you?
Early on, we did plan for having that many patients. It was terrifying, and I really hope we never get there. The thing that's different about where we are now is that New York is population dense. They have a number of hospitals. Things look really different when you are the University of Utah and you're taking care of the largest geographic footprint in the country, and you are the critical care hospital for this region. And so that's what's different is when our rural ICUs are overwhelmed and we can't take care of those patients, we don't have options. So I really hope we don't reach what New York went through. I think we can learn from that, and I think we can prevent it.
Dr. Kenzie Graves is the Associate Chief Medical Officer for Inpatient Care at the University of Utah, where COVID cases are overwhelming hospitals and nurses and doctors. Dr. Graves, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you. Take care.